Let's turn in the scriptures to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. And we'll be reading the whole chapter, Proverbs 8, verses 1 through 36. Proverbs 8, verses 1 through 36. And beginning in verse 1, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1, these are God's words. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction in not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy in the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Excuse me. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there are no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet, He had not made the earth, nor the fields, or the highest part of the dust of the world. When He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He set a compass upon the face of the depth. When He established the clouds above. When He strengthened the fountains of the deep. When He gave to the sea His decree that the waters should not pass His commandment. When He appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by Him, as one brought up with Him. And I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him. Rejoicing in the habitable part of His earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the door, at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Those are God's words. Again, friends, here is wisdom personified. You see, verse 12, I, wisdom, I, wisdom is speaking. And so wisdom is personified, which pure and undefiled religion is built upon. And as we have heard, our God is wisdom. And specifically, Jesus Christ is pure wisdom, who is manifested to us on the earth. And His Word is perfect wisdom. By the Word of God, by the Word of Jesus Christ, verse 4, which we have in our Bibles, the Lord instructs, He governs, He blesses His children. He in His Word speaks truth and righteousness, verses 7 and 8. And we are called to receive His instruction above all other things, as we see in verse 10. And why? Because, again, wisdom is greater than all riches and precious things. It's by wisdom and by Jesus Christ, King of Kings, that other kings, all under Christ, rule. That judges make judgments. And we see that in verses 15 and 16. The promise to you, verse 17, I love them. Wisdom loves them that loves it. Right? And then Jesus Christ loves them that love Him. And those that seek Me, Jesus is saying, early shall find Me. We seek after wisdom as well, same. All divine revelation passes through wisdom's hand. And it centers in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Creator. He created in perfect wisdom this earth and all the heavens and all creation. And so as wisdom is saying that it was there, He was there when before the earth was, before creation happened. It's because God is wisdom. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Creator, and so He created in perfect wisdom all creation. He decreed all things according to His eternal wisdom, even the boundaries of the waters, that they could go no further. Consider every aspect of creation, for the entire universe to be sustained, for this planet to be able, even where this planet is, in the entirety of creation. The perfect distance we've learned in science, the perfect distance from the sun to have life and have life sustained on this earth where all other planets cannot sustain life. For food to grow, vegetation to grow, for animals to thrive. It's because God created in perfect wisdom, and Jesus Christ in perfect wisdom. Consider when you see the plants and everyone around you, each individual person too. Consider the perfect wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then He concludes with this common charge to hear instruction, to be wise. And why should we hear instruction in verse 33? Because verse 34, blessed is the man that heareth Me, watching daily at My gates, waiting at the posts of My doors. Are you waiting at the posts of the doors of Jesus Christ? He calls you to come unto Him. He's like in the Song of Solomon, knocking on the door, that you would come to Him. And so are you waiting at the posts of His doors? Are you sitting in the place where you will hear Him and meet with Him and commune with Him? And that's the calling of this chapter. Let's pray. Our Father, we do praise You. We're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful for Your perfect wisdom. That there is no wisdom outside of salvation in Jesus Christ. I remember Family worship yesterday in James. How, Father, we learned that if we desire wisdom, we should ask of you. Well, how could we ask you? Why would we ask you? Because you're the God who has all wisdom. And we considered how we could have the most brilliant genius in all of the world today, and you would say they're a fool if they're apart from Jesus Christ, because they have no true wisdom. Because true wisdom comes alone from you. But Father, we do pray now that you would grant each one of us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. That skill in living holy and righteous unto the glory of Jesus Christ, unto the glory of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so grant us that wisdom. And we cannot have it apart from you, by faith in Jesus Christ. And so grant it to us. Help us to be, as the Lord through Solomon teaches us here, to be present when you speak, present when the word is being taught and preached and sung and prayed and celebrated, when the gospel is celebrated in the sacraments. Father, pray that we would meditate upon your word day and night, because your word is pure wisdom. Because it is your word. And so make us to be wise. Not according to the ways of the world, which is foolishness, as we've already considered. But Father, make us wise according to your word and your commandments. Father, teach us your covenants. Teach us your promises. That we would be wise in responding to difficulties and trials of life. Father, there are some probably who are downcast today, or struggling in their souls, anxious, going through trials. Father, we pray that you would build them up and encourage them in Christ today. Give them hope in what is to come, when there will be no more sorrow or tears or pain, but only fellowship and communion with you forever and ever. Worship of you forever and ever. Perfect worship. When our hearts are fully desirous to praise your name. Father, we do also plead today that you would grant all of us longing to hear you, longing to hear your Son, Jesus Christ. And may you cause us to have, by your Spirit, hearts that receive your word in faith and submission to you, for you speak and not any man. And so we ask that you would grant us your word. Father, we do also ask that you would be with those who are not at peace with you. Those who are in their sins, or who are rebelling against you in this time. Father, grant them your Holy Spirit to change their heart and turn them back to you, to turn them to you. From the oldest all the way to the youngest amongst us today. And pray for our children, our covenant children, our grandchildren, those who hear your word, even today, that they would believe the good news of Jesus Christ and repent of their sins and have that great salvation that is in Christ alone. And Father, we do plead as well We plead for our congregation that you would sanctify us and turn us from all our iniquities, even our corporate sins, whatever those might be, Father, reveal them to us that we might turn, and grant us your Spirit and your Word that we might turn, that your name would be praised and we would be humbled, that we would not be judged or disciplined. But Father, where we need that loving correction of you, Father, we ask that you would grant it to us, as hard as it might be to us, that we might enjoy the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And Father, we also plead that you would provide for this congregation. Help us to supply and grant to us a new place to worship you. For we must leave this place in accordance with your providence, and we trust you in your plan. And Father, grant us a new place and guide us. And we're thankful that so far you have guided us very well, and that you have closed so many doors that there are only a few options remaining. And so you have guided us well, and you've shown us your will thus far. And we pray that you would show us ultimately the place where we ought to be, and you would provide that place where we could worship together. We pray that it would be something where we wouldn't have to spend so much money. And that's again why we're praying that you would provide for us as a congregation. Provide for our families, that each family might be able to voluntarily and cheerfully give more. That your worship would continue. We desire to plant churches. Grant that one day. Because we know that the gospel must go to all nations, and including this nation. And so your gospel must continue forth to more people. And so we desire to plant churches. We pray that you would bring that about. We pray that you would bring about that we could support missionaries that are godly, that are seeking to plant churches and teach your people the Word of God instead of going and spending all their time with various peoples of different nations and enjoying company and not proclaiming the gospel and not extending your bride, the church. We pray for the missionaries that are serving, even of our denomination, that you would grant them faithfulness to your word in their work, for they have a particular calling. Bless them in it. We pray for the churches in our presbytery that need ministers. Even as we'll hear today, as we consider that second petition of the Lord's Prayer, that you teach us, thy kingdom come. Father, how important it is in that petition that we pray for ministers where there are none. And we pray for the churches in Houston and San Antonio and Washington, Iowa, and Colorado Springs, that you would provide ministers in these places, that the gospel would be proclaimed, that your kingdom would come. Father, keep us from error. Make us to be pure and holy and faithful. Those bodies that are sick today, we pray that you would heal. We give you praise that you are the God who answers our prayers from last Lord's Day that we have here today. Phil and Oscar and Elias, thankful you heal them, have healed them. Pray that you would continue doing that. I pray that you would heal Dina and others who have struggled with various maladies. Pray that you would heal the womb, the wombs of Audrey and Johnny, and you would grant children to them. for they desire such. And we know that is a good desire, for it is a desire for blessing. As you said, children are a blessing from you. And so we pray that you would heal whatever needs to be healed. Or even in their husbands, Father, heal what needs to be healed. We pray for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.